Fix Insider April 26. Ad spend. The UK saw very healthy growth in 2023, with the IAB reporting digital ad spend up 11% to almost £30 billion, whilst social video grew 20% and podcasts grew 23%. This is better than the US, where growth was just 7.3%, dragged down by a poor first half of the year. Ad tech. Two events this week push ad tech to the top of the agenda. The possible event in Miami drew everyone who is anyone in the ad tech world to attend. There was little surprise on the main topics: retail media, AI and data dominated. The drum collected some good quotes, this from Gary Vaynerchuk struck a chord. This industry is obsessed with yesterday, the romance of the commercial, the big idea dash and obsessed with tomorrow, like VR, virtual influencers and AI. And, the industry, just sucks at today. My hot take is that this industry is atrocious at marketing for today. And we have to get our act together, because our clients are losing market share. The leverage of distribution, both in media and in retail, is being taken away from the Fortune 500 set, and that's why we're seeing so many things emerge. It's a major issue. Shit, it's 2024. It's time to finally take some of this stuff seriously. Organic social is the starting point for marketing, and on a good day, for example, at this conference, it's the 20th most important thing to these brands. A couple days later, Google announced what many had been expecting: the deprecation of cookies has been delayed, yet again. We remain committed to engaging closely with the CMA and ECO, and we hope to conclude that process this year. Assuming we can reach an agreement, we envision proceeding with third-party cookie deprecation starting early next year. The last plan was to start deprecation in the second half of this year, so it's not a huge delay, but many suspect it may take longer to reach any sort of consensus. With little traction around alternatives to third-party cookies, until the industry aligns around an alternative, turning cookies off isn't really viable. Some argue Google are delaying for self-serving reasons, but I think that's a little unfair. It's the natural consequence of Google's size and dominance. The smart advice is to ignore the bickering and get ready for a post-cookie world, our friends at the IAB put it well. The shift away from third-party identifiers is already well underway, and getting on the front foot means not waiting for the final phase out. We're at a crossroads, and the action you take today will define how this plays out tomorrow. As people prepare for the cookie apocalypse, the big CPGs have started taking first-party data seriously, and serious players have developed ways of managing the complexity of numerous brands, dozens of markets and thousands of touch points. This look at AB and Bev is a good example. The Luma Market Report for Q1 is out, always full of insight. You can't talk about ad tech without talking about all the problems: fraud, MFA sites and the lost 15%. Well, actually you can, and most people do. In an effort to get these issues back on the agenda, two smart Brits are planning an event to talk through what's going on. Well worth supporting. On a similar note, Bach wrote an open letter to the ad industry, arguing that the business is polarizing to those minimizing the evaporation of money and those who don't care. Smart brands reward vendors who deliver results, so the market will correct itself. When at AppNexus, Bod dealt with these problems, admitting the scale, then cleaning house. I was at the London event when AppNexus admitted the problem, and the whole audience started whispering, "Does that mean what I think it means?" It did, but the action sorted the problems and led to a good exit for the team. AI. There is lots of interest in virtual or AI influencers, and Meta, TikTok and Snap are familiarizing people with the idea, even though Mikela has been around since 2016 in one format or another. Quite how successful these are is hard to judge. Snap claimed over 150 million people have sent over 10 billion messages to My AI back in June last year, but Meta hasn't released any data on their Celeb AI. And the TikTok program is a work in progress. Many brands are considering trials for customer service as well as social, but most are waiting for someone else to go first. Instagram have come up with an interesting use case: rather than being the influencer, the AI acts as an assistant. The goal, according to the people, is to give creators with large followings the ability to better connect with fans while decreasing the amount of work required to personally respond to large numbers of messages and comments. The people spoke on condition of anonymity because they were asked to sign non-disclosure agreements as part of the program. In a similar space, The Guardian went to the world's first AI burger joint. It's in Los Angeles, the food is cooked by robots and you pay using facial recognition. And yes, it wasn't very good. As with all technology, you have to work out what are the tools and what are the toys. Google have launched a limited series podcast of conversations on AI and society that explore AI's impact on policy, the economy, science, democracy, sustainability and more. Regulatory issues continue to dominate the news. The UK's CMA are looking into how big players like Amazon and Microsoft are dealing with AI startups, and in the US, OpenAI, Meta and Google sign on to new child exploitation safety measures. Marketing tech firm BrandTech have shared some of their media coverage, which is a useful summary of the range of AI projects they are doing. In such a complex, fast-moving world, brands need help and turn to experts. My work with Grace & Co. is all about AI right now, and BCG are seeing something similar, claiming 20% of their revenues are now AI-related. From customer service chatbots to data migration and overhauling research and development in healthcare, Schweitzer said BCG is helping companies use AI to cut costs and increase productivity. "We are seeing an amazing uptake of use cases," he added. For all the excitement about AI, it is still seen by many as risky and expensive. Meta fell victim to this and their share price dropped, with investors worried about Zuckerberg saying it'll be years before they make money from GenAI. New TV issue. The excellent results for Netflix Q1 hasn't persuaded the markets that moving to new metrics other than subscriptions is smart. In mature markets, Netflix is in around half of all homes, and many of those homes will subscribe to competitors too. So engagement, data on hours watched, and revenue is much more useful than raw subscriber numbers. Meanwhile, Netflix are getting on with building out their ad business and announced new ad measurement options ahead of the upfront. I keep talking about the strong relationship between broadcasters and sports, and the new deal between FIFA and Apple demonstrates this perfectly. FIFA have been trying to create a new competition for top clubs from around the world, and agreeing this exclusive deal with Apple seems to be enough to make it viable. Whether or not the games are only available on Apple remains to be seen, but it's a big step forward for Apple. In the coming weeks, we'll see more details and whether they partner with other broadcasters to maximize reach, which FIFA care about almost as much as the money. TikTok. So TikTok is up for sale, again. The US government have decided that in 270 days the app stores will be banned from carrying TikTok, or enabling updates, unless ByteDance divest. There is a long way to go. 270 days takes us right up to the US presidential inauguration, and Trump has apparently changed his mind about a ban. And the lawyers are gathering. One interesting point I heard: how will big brands react? Do they continue to spend because it works really well? Or do shareholders and activists call for a ban on supporting a Chinese app the US government see as a threat? In an odd move, the Biden administration say they plan to continue running ads on TikTok. The FT report that Chinese are tightening their grip on the app, with more Chinese staff in overseas offices and Mandarin speakers preferred to enable better communications with Chinese colleagues. Obviously, TikTok want business as normal whilst the lawyers battle it out. I was surprised to find there are now 11 ways for creators to monetize on TikTok, and it seems TikTok now encourage shops by offering inventory financing. But EU scrutiny has caused them to suspend their rewards program they were running on their new Lite app, available in France and Spain. It encouraged users to watch and like videos by offering points which can be used to buy vouchers and gift cards. Merchant media. Neither Uber or Revolut fit retail media, so need a slightly different label. Both have joined the hunt for ad revenue. The Revolut offer is straightforward: adding ads to their app. They have hired a TikTok exec who is building a team of 30, with a rumored target to get to £300 million revenue by 2026. Well, good luck with that. Uber have successfully launched an ad business around their apps, but now plan to run ads within their cars as New York has relaxed restrictions. New York cabs have ran ads through taxi TV for the last 15 years and, guess what? People find them annoying. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Merchant. A good neat piece on Tame apparent company Pinduoduo tells us how important ads are to that business. Pinduoduo makes most of its money from advertising on the site. Last year, about two-thirds of its revenue came from sellers paying for product listings to appear prominently. I wonder if that is similar for Temu? Returns are a big deal, estimated at $1 trillion in the US, and new behaviors drive this. So-called bracketing, ordering a size up and a size down before sending the ill-fitting items back, and wardrobing, where an item is returned after brief use, have become commonplace. The annual retail value of returned goods in the US is said to be approaching $1 trillion. But many businesses have found a way to reduce friction and save money: simply refund the cost and let the customer keep the item, letting them give to charity, recycle or throw away. To avoid people taking advantage, the process is kept secret. Comscore's 2024 State of Digital Commerce Report. Plus. China's aging tech workers hit by curse of 35, FT. Along with 996, the requirement many tech firms have to work 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week, China doesn't sound like a fun place to work. What is a magazine now? Nihonhai Snobiety. The future is multiple, Simeon Duckworth, great interview with a smart fix friend. Spotify hits record quarterly profit as it enters new phase, FT. Accelerating our data-driven digital transformation, Nestle. UK creative industries warn superpower status at risk without investment.